The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was a young man growing up, my father bought me a cow. And my cow's name was Belle. And so every morning before I go to school, I had to take Belle to green pastures. And so sometimes Belle will get loose, and there will be gardeners planting garden close by. And if Belle were to go in the people's garden, she will of course trample it, and the gardener will come and he will make noise and he will curse, and my father will get very angry. Every morning we took Belle out and place her where she could get grass to eat. This particular day, I'm going to retrieve Belle to bring her back home. And when I stand on the hill, I saw Belle in the gardener's garden. Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So I stayed up the hill, and where this place was, it was down a hill, close to a river. And I said, oh boy, look at what is happening here. So I stayed on top of the hill, and I called Belle. Belle! And she stood her ears up, and she raised her tail, and she began to run towards me. I was so grateful, because if that gardener had caught me in his garden with Belle, we might have been in some serious trouble. But what that story reminded me is that Belle knew her master's voice. That's right. She knew her master's voice. And so when I called her, she came. And so we hear today in the gospel of a shepherd who invites the sheep into a relationship. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's a love affair. And so it is a call to intimacy. The shepherd knows his sheep. Like I knew Belle. That is my cow there in somebody else's garden. And so the shepherd knows each sheep by name. And when you think about a shepherd has hundreds of sheep. And he knows each and every one of them. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Yes. And he loves the sheep. And so in reverse now, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. And so that when he hears the shepherd calling him, the sheep will respond. And so there is something about the human being that he is wired, she is wired to hear the voice of the shepherd. That sometimes when we go through life and there is no relationship, there comes a junction in our lives. There comes that crossroad when the word is proclaimed and men and women make a decision to respond to the voice of the shepherd. Isn't that
Amen.
Something?
Yes, yes.
Yesterday I saw a video of a young woman. She is doing a live stream, and she is relating what would have just happened to her. She said that she's driving, she reached into an intersection, and the other person broke the light. She got the green light, and she said it was just a miracle that car did not hit her car. And she said by the time she's there, in that, another car is coming towards her. This woman is crying, snotty nose crying. And she is saying that God saved her life for a reason and for a purpose. Amen. She recognized the hand of the shepherd saving her. And she's saying that from this moment onward, my life is going to be different.
Amen.
That there has to be changes in my life. That I will do things differently. I will be a better mother. And there are some things I need to get out of my life. Well, she had so many people responding to her, so many people in tears by her testimony. Well, sometimes we don't recognize the hand of the shepherd. Sometimes we don't recognize, and I truly believe that, I truly believe it's only when we get to heaven's door we'll realize how many times God, the good shepherd, has saved us and spared our lives and give us another chance and rescue us from the jaws of the enemy. He does that because he loves us. This weekend we heard of the shepherd. Today, again, you know, we are reminded of this good shepherd that loves us and created us and wired us so that we can have a relationship with him. We are wired so that we can respond to God. We are created for a relationship with the shepherd. I was listening to a video this morning by Kes, one of the Calypsonian, the soca artists from Trinidad. And he said he was just reflecting on this pandemic and what is happening. And you know, he was really talking to his fans and really in a sense talking to the world that it is a retreat. It seems as though God stopped the world so that we can reflect on our lives and, you know, do the introspection. But he said this, that I will keep this quote. He said, one person said that the most saddest thing that could come from this coronavirus is that we do not allow this to make us better people. That after this, we don't change. We don't become a better person. We don't become a better wife, a better husband, a better priest, a better deacon, a better acolyte, a better Christian, a better neighbor. That this must move us into a closer relationship with the shepherd and allow the shepherd to transform us. Allow the shepherd to touch areas in your life and in my life that needs healing. That we allow the shepherd to bathe us with his love. That we allow the shepherd to remove the bitterness. That we allow the shepherd to forgive us so that we can experience freedom and love. And so it will be sad if after this we don't allow the shepherd to transform us. So as we go through this day, let us keep in mind that this shepherd didn't just talk about being a shepherd. This shepherd laid his life down. Amen. And so no greater love there is, the Bible says, than a friend who lays his life down for another. And so he calls us friends. He reminds us that we are sheep. And sometimes, you know, a sheep is not the sharpest tool in the shed. But he loves us. And so that we can allow him to draw our hearts as magnet draws steel. Just surrender. We too must spend time listening to the voice of the shepherd. And that's why the Catholic Church has given us the gift of Eucharistic adoration, where we can go and listen to the voice of the shepherd. And I think sometimes we miss the opportunity because we are always babbling. Eucharistic adoration has to do with us listening. Spend time in silent prayer, where we can allow the shepherd to speak to our heart, that our hearts can be bent to the will of God. That as we leave his presence, as we leave the presence of the shepherd, that we too will be transformed, and therefore we are sent to transform the world. We are sent to be shepherds to those who are lost. We are sent to bring back the strayed. We are sent to heal and bandage the wounds of the broken. And so today, let us spend time in the presence of the Good Shepherd.
Amen.
Amen.